Hello, your friendly neighborhood Bond girl here to tell you a story. This is about one of the hottest sexual experiences I've ever had. I was 19, and it was the summer after my first year of college. And I was dating some jerk, and I met his best friend close to the time that this guy and I broke up. And his friend was rather more experienced than I was. He was just a very sexual person in general. He talked about sex a lot, and I liked sex, and I was interested in it, so we had that in common. And he had this nickname, and he was it referred to the size of his penis, and it made me very, very, very curious. And so, of course, I had to ask him. I said, "Okay, you kind of have to show me now that you've told me your nickname." And he did, and I was very impressed, to say the least. So anyway, one thing leads to another, and we actually do have a bit more in common than we initially thought, and we started hanging out more and getting to know each other, and he was kind of secretly helping me deal with, you know, the breakup between me and his good friend. So it was a secret that he and I were hanging out. And we were both nerds, so it was fun to hang out with him, and he really liked to drive, and that was kind of his way to get away from everything and just forget everything, just be in his own little space. And so we would take my car out, and we'd drive around to some of the more, to some of the less populated areas of, you know, where we live, and we would drive and drive and drive, and we'd be gone for at least a couple hours, sometimes maybe longer. And eventually we started realizing just how attracted we were to each other. At first it was just little innocent flirting, and then it got more and more steamy, until finally I snuck him into my house one night with my parents sleeping across the hall, and we had sex as quietly as possible on my bed. But this story isn't about that time. We'd been hanging out for maybe a few weeks at this point, and this guy, he awakened the submissive in me, let's just say. He was the first dominant guy I'd ever been with. And it was surprising, you know, the way he made me feel. And it was hot, and I loved it. And so this one time we're driving as usual, and it's after dark, which was usual for us as well. And it's in the middle of the summer, so we have the windows cracked just a little bit to let in the breeze. And I start going down on him as he's driving. And we had done this before. So I had to be really careful not to knock my car into neutral, as I had done in the past. But he was very skilled at handling that. And so I was going down on him. And then he told me to undo my pants, and I kind of freaked out a little bit, and he said, no, just leave them on, I'm just going to reach down the back. So he slid his hand down the back and immediately felt how wet I was at this point, and he started fingering me, and thank God it was dark, because my ass was right up in that window. I could not help it. And so I'm I'm sucking his cock and he's fingering me. And then he starts to finger my ass a little bit. He just plays a little bit. He just moves his finger around my asshole. And at first I kind of jump a little bit and he uses his other hand quickly to kind of like smooth my hair a little bit and calm me down. And at this point I trusted him. He was far more experienced than I was and he knew what felt good, and I decided just to listen to him and go with it. And I was determined, no way was I having anal sex with this guy. He was too big, no way. He'd hurt me, and I had told him as such. So I figured, okay, maybe we'll just have a little bit of kinky fun. And I ended up really enjoying it. I was surprised and how much I enjoyed it. He would keep fingering me and then using my wetness to lube up my asshole and finger me there. And finally he was fingering me with two fingers, and I was in heaven. I had his cock in my mouth and his fingers in my ass, and it was amazing. And without even realizing it, I'd been so lost in the moment, the car stops. And I look up, and it's pitch black out, and I have no idea where we are. And he leaves the car running and tells me to get out of the car. And I try to pull my pants up, but he said, did I tell you to pull your pants up? And I thought, oh, I love this. I love that he takes charge like this. And so I pull them back down, and he pulls my underwear down, and he bends me over the hood of my car, and then he starts fucking me. He slides right into my pussy. I'm so wet at this point. It doesn't matter how big he is. I was so ready for him. And all I can think about is, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. I really hope we don't get caught. I have no idea where we are, but I can hear dogs barking in the background. And so I know we're near a neighborhood somewhere. And then he pulls out and he puts the head of his cock right at my asshole, and I try to resist. I try to, you know, get him off, and I say, no, I'm not ready. And he kisses my neck and he takes one hand and he holds me down onto the car. And he tells me it's going to feel really good. And I just have to relax. And I trust him. And so he starts pushing his cock inside me. And he's just stretching my ass so far. He'd already had two fingers inside me, but it just... he was stretching me and I was scared, and he just kept kissing my neck and telling me it was okay just to relax and I would enjoy it soon. And then finally the head of his cock was completely inside me, and he rubbed my back and he let me rest a little bit. And then finally when I caught my breath, he started sliding in more and more, and oh. Was amazing. And he hit this one spot when he was all the way inside me that just blew my mind. I don't know how or what it was. but he was just hitting it over and over again, and it was probably the most pleasure I'd ever had from sex. And I was just completely lost in it. And every now and then he'd surprise me. He'd pull out of my ass slowly all the way, and I think he was going to re-enter, but he'd start fucking my pussy instead, and it would surprise me and make me moan out just that much louder. I couldn't help being loud at this point. I figured, fuck it, I don't care who hears me at this point, it's too good. So here I am bent over the hood of my car, the only light that I can see from my car's headlights. And I'm getting fucked by this guy. And it's the hottest thing I've ever experienced. And I go crazy. I still think about it sometimes when I play with myself. And then he pulls out of my pussy and he starts fucking my ass again. And it's not like he needed more lube. I was so wet that it... Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, he's just really giving it to me. He's fucking my ass really hard. And I can hear him grunting behind me, and I know that he's getting close. Oh. And he's reaching around with one hand and he's rubbing my clit. And he's grabbing my tit with the other, and it's all I can do not to scream at this point. And I am so fucking close to coming. And I can hear him, you know, through the fog of pleasure. Shh, shh, shh. And I couldn't stop. I didn't want to be quiet. I didn't care. And he's fucking me. He's fucking me. And it feels so good. And then finally, I actually, to my surprise, start to feel my orgasm building. And it was deep inside of me. And I hadn't felt anything like it before, and I'm shaking, and my knees are weak, and he's holding me up, you know, by pinning me to the hood of my car, because I can't, my legs are shaking too much, and he knows it, and he knows I'm getting close, and I can hear him, and he's breathing on my neck, and if I can feel him getting close. Getting so close. And finally he comes in my ass. And I come as he's rubbing my clit. And it's amazing. Oh, it was fucking incredible. I have nothing else really to compare to it. It was just amazing. And it wasn't until later that he told me, when he was taking me home, that we were apparently parked in a dead end gravel road in this grouping of trees that was actually behind a housing development. And I heard dogs barking, because there was a backyard just on the other side of the trees. And I hadn't realized it until he mentioned it, but the dogs had stopped barking by the time we left. And apparently it was because someone had come outside to see what was the matter. And he said he heard a sliding glass door open, and the dogs stopped barking, and there was a long pause before the sliding glass door closed again. And I was embarrassed at the time, but now all I can think about, as I look back and I laugh a little bit, thinking, there's someone out there that has a story of one night their dogs were going crazy and they were thinking, oh my god, there's an intruder out there. But no, it's just a girl getting railed, saying, fuck my ass hard. So... yeah, I like to smile and think about that, but then again, it always makes me start thinking about having my ass fucked. and just how much I enjoy it. Whew. I like that story a lot. I like telling it to my friends, and it always turns me on. So, I think I might take care of this now. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.